Good afternoon, Smithers. This is Megan, and I've got Lorraine joining us from home. Why don't you say hi, Lorraine? Let's test our volume.
I'm going to turn it up a little bit.
Oh, yeah, good. You turn it up on your end for sure. Well, for the listeners at home, I figured I would just come in a minute or two early here because we had some dead air, so I'm just going to get that sorted out behind me. But in the meantime, this is A Stroke of Luck with Lorraine and myself, Megan, and you're listening to CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. And Lorraine, you were saying I could ask you things like, so how's the weather? I mean, it's crummy. We know it's crummy, but what have you been keeping busy doing?
Well, it's just a little bit chilly out there. It's not too bad. And I'm looking forward to spring.
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, summer. Just because I live in an apartment, so my garbage piles up fair quick because I'm not much of a cook. I just buy a bunch of boxes of crap.
Oh, sure.
So I have a lot of stuff to put in the garbage bin. And I have a little cart thing that I push.
Oh, yeah.
And with the snow frozen solid, it's like pushing it uphill all the time.
Yeah, through wet sand, exactly. I hate that.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'll really, really be glad when spring comes and winter goes.
Yeah.
I won't feel bad at all.
No. Likewise. I know. Yeah. And then we had that really cold snap here, followed by now, I don't know, I feel like they're threatening melty temperatures, so... Oh, there's your clock telling us we're right on 2 o'clock.
you can hear the bird.
I can hear the bird chirping away.
it reminds me that it's time, you know, the time has come. It's on the clock.
Yep, it's good.
I've used that for a long time.
It's cool. For the listeners at home, I will describe it. It is a wall clock with different birds pictured at each of the hours. And then when it hits that time, it chirps like that specific bird. So kind of cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, Lorraine, why don't we, because you're just getting settled and having your tea and I'm getting into my body. Why don't we start off with some music and then we'll come back and have a chat? For the listeners again, I'll let you know. So Lorraine and I didn't quite have everything lined up prior to, so I picked a CD out of my car. And so today we're going to be listening to some songs that I chose, but as Lorraine goes through, she'll recognize and know them. So we're going to start off with Heard It Through the Grapevine.
Oh, I like that one.
By Marvin Gaye. And I think we'll probably just go into a couple of songs. So after that song, we'll hit My Girl by The Temptations and Good Lovin' by The Rascals.
You've got a good group there.
Yeah, right? I feel like it's a good collection. Alrighty, let's hit go and see where we take it from here.
Took me When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Yeehaw. That was a wild ride.
That was a great
ride.
Bunch of songs.
Yeah, it was good. Now, full disclosure, it is a soundtrack that I had in my car. So it's The Big Chill. It's from the movie called The Big Chill. Are you familiar with it at all?
No. All the songs I was.
Of course, the songs. It's a great, great mix of music. Yeah. Well, there you go. And here we are.
While I was listening to the song and everything, I found this in one of my holding books here.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's very brief. It says, if someone throws a stone at you, throw a flower at them. But remember to throw the flower pot with it. I thought, oh, all right.
I love that you have the quotes. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
I mean, I've got other ones here, but that's okay. Whatever.
Oh yeah, heck. We'll get another one in a minute for sure. We could we could thank our sponsor or one of our sponsors. And because I seem to have the whole wall of sponsors in front of me, shall I go for it?
Yeah, please.
All right. So I'm just going to turn my mic here. Let's thank Babine Animal Hospital because we're both animal people. So they are located at 4124 Railway Avenue. Their phone number is 250-847-8887. And they've even got an email address up here, which is info@babineanimalhospital.ca. And thank you to them for sponsoring CICK.
Yeah. I did take my cat there, Fee.
Yeah.
When I first picked her up from the Humane Society, they told me her name was Fiona.
Right.
And I only had her for about, I don't know, maybe 2 days, and I thought, she's no more a Fiona than I am. And I just shortened her down to Fee, because she was always getting into trouble.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. A one-syllable name.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to admit, so I also adopted a cat and I got it from Northwest Animal Shelter? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it was early pandemic time. So I think at that point, too, I wasn't really going out anywhere. And the idea of packing up my cat and going into the vet just didn't fit with what I wanted to do. So I waited for a year and then I was going to slowly get her acclimatized to a cat carrier. And slowly, you know, I was like, okay, we'll get her to like the cat carrier and then we'll, anyway, needless to say, I took so long getting her used to everything that I never brought her. So I've had her 4 years. I have to bring her. She's fine, which is great, but I know it's good to kind of get them checked over and I don't know. She's an indoor cat, so I kind of feel okay about that, but I definitely am feeling that nudge to bring her in. It's time.
Yeah, I guess they needed to. I've taken her in just once so far.
Yeah.
She was neutered when I got her. Mm-hmm. The animal shelter thing that was in Prince George.
Yeah.
I guess they just did that for the animals, I guess. I don't know.
Sure.
And she was neutered. But she can get cranky at times, I'll tell you. She I don't own a cat.
No.
She owns me.
Yeah.
She's the boss here.
Yeah. Exactly.
We were, at my age anyways, I usually take a nap in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a couch. She has designated, okay, you got that end of the couch, that, and this end is mine. And she won't share or nothing.
Nary the two shall meet.
Yeah, it's I never get bossed by a cat.
Oh yeah,
but there you go.
Yep, sounds about right. Did you have animals growing up? I know you were a dog guy recently, but when you were a kid, did you have animals?
No cats.
No cats.
I did not like cats.
No, but dogs. You did have dogs.
I had two pugs.
Mm-hmm.
One of them I got from the animal shelter, just a little boy, a little male, very young. And the other one was a female that was given to me that they didn't want no more.
Mm.
Some people. Mm-hmm. And I thought, how could you feel like that? This is just a cat. Blah, blah, blah. Now I know, at the time anyways, I learned why they didn't like her. Oh man, she was strict.
Oh yeah, the pug. Yeah, she was the bossy one.
Oh, big time, big time. She would look, put the food out for them, and one dish for the little guy and one dish for her, and she'd just sit there and glare at the little guy, and you could see the what she was thinking. Okay, this is my food right here, and that over there by you, that's mine too.
Also mine.
And he was scared of her, you
Oh,
know.
yeah.
It was interesting, yeah. But with a bird, no, or a cat. I
Yeah.
had birds, and the cat took the cage down, and the birds flew away and went to their death.
Oh, man. Did you guys
Yeah.
have, I know, like you say that your husband and stuff, you guys were, like he was a farm guy, like he was a horse guy, a cowboy, but did you guys do chickens or anything like that?
No, we were in town, you see, and
Right.
he was more into, he was a logger. He had a logging truck and stuff, and so he was and the rodeo,
Right.
and anyhow, and that was his thing. Yeah, we didn't do much, any, you know, we didn't even have a garden. I could talk him into, cutting the grass, but that was about
Bare
it.
minimum.
Oh yeah, he was retired, I guess you could say.
Sure.
Yeah,
Laid back.
and he was really okay. He was okay.
Sure.
Anyhow, so what else do we
Anyway,
got now?
what else do we have? Well, I could tell our listeners about some events coming up in town.
Oh,
On the
please do.
DJ table, we've got all these kind of posters and stuff. So, there's the Bulkley Valley Concert Association is putting on a dance performance at the Della Herman on Sunday. And so that's called Method Dance Society Conversations in Three. And it says contemporary dance performances spotlighting identity and self-discovery. And you can buy those tickets online at bvca.me or at Mountain Eagle Books. And I will show you the poster here, Lorraine. It's,
Wow.
yeah, so that's going to be some contemporary dance. And they also, oh, go ahead.
So I was just going to say that's at the theater?
Yeah, it's in the theater at the high school.
Oh, at the
Yeah,
high
like not the
school.
movie theater, but the
Oh.
one that's in the high school there, the one that they usually do
Okay.
concerts and things. And then the same people have, I guess the dancer that's coming to visit is going to help put on a workshop. So this says the BVCA presents Phrasing in Movement, an all levels dance workshop with Katie Wirtz, who's from Smithers, and Shayla Dibble, I actually don't know how to pronounce that, of Method Dance from Prince George. And it's a workshop by donation. This is happening this coming Saturday, February 22nd, from 2 p.m. till 3:30 p.m. And it's at the Old Church, which is at 3704 First Avenue. And they say that you can register online and get more information again at www.bvca.me. So, yeah, and here I'll show you the photo. So that is
Oh.
Katie Wirtz, and I believe Katie is also going to be doing a performance to open for the dancers. So we'll get like a little local performer and then the visiting headliners, I guess. Cool stuff.
That's okay.
All right, dancing.
Yeah.
And yeah, and then maybe we'll play some more music and then we'll come back and chat. I'll get you to read off another one of your quotes. So up next, if I pull up my little list here, we've got The Tracks of My Tears.
Oh, I love that.
I know, by Smokey Robinson and the, what is it, Miracles or something? And then after that, it'll be Joy to the World, which to me, when I first read that, I was like the Christmas song? No, different, not the Christmas song. And that's by Three Dog Night. And
Oh, my
then,
goodness.
yeah, and then the song after
Okay.
will be Ain't Too Proud to Beg by The Temptations. So another amazing lineup of music. So yeah.
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right, we'll have a listen to these and then we'll come on back.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Joke or two. Although I might be the last smile looks out of place. If you look closer, it's easy to chase the tracks of my tears. Girl, seeming like I'm having fun. Although she may be cute, she's just a substitute, because you're the permanent one. So take a good look at my face. Oh, you'll see my smile. Yeah, look a little bit closer. It's easy to trace.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
This is CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio.
To have a thing here that says today is the tomorrow we worried about yesterday. And I'm thinking, yeah.
Yeah, today is the tomorrow. Say it again. Today is the tomorrow
we worried about yesterday.
Oh my goodness. Yep.
Today's the tomorrow we worried about yesterday.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, I do. I sort of think, okay, now what's tomorrow? Oh, what am I going to do? Oh, gosh, what, you know, and I'm worrying about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I am just rife with anxiety in my life. I have always been a very anxious person, and it doesn't necessarily come across to people that don't know me, but I definitely am an anxious guy, and I'm really good at coming up with all the potential things that could go wrong. I think that's a survival mechanism there.
Yeah, I've done that too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's I don't know. I've got another saying. I don't know if we've got time.
Of course we do. Have at her. You betcha.
Okay, it says never doubt your strength, because even when you are at your weakest, there will always be something deep within you that will never allow you to give up.
Ah, nice.
There you go. So
survival.
I need stuff like that, because otherwise I sit there thinking,
what's happening?
You know, that sort of thing.
Oh, for sure.
Apparently we are referred to, well, I don't know. You're not that old yet.
Not yet.
I'm over the hill, I think, way over the hill. And it says here, we are called a teenager.
Senior teenager.
Brains of older people are slow because they know so much.
Hey, exactly. Your brain is full.
Ooh, I love that. and then, you know, you worry about your memory. And it says here, it's not a memory problem. It is nature's way of making older people do more exercise.
You have to work harder at it.
Okay. There's some of these things are kind of neat. I save them. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah. It's great. And I mean, we've got a perfect avenue for them to be read out on air.
Yeah. And I'm hoping that some seniors are listening. This is meant to take you away from some of the seniors' stuff that goes on and get back into your youth again.
Yeah.
Not too bad with that.
Yeah, yeah. Let the music carry you there.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
There's a lot of good in music. You can dance and enjoy yourself, and you don't need a partner.
No, you sure do not. I like it. I wasn't sure if I should. I looked up some, like, really, what are some cool questions to ask people? And not to put you on the spot or anything, but if I asked you a question, maybe that'll prompt us into some stories. How does that sound?
That sounds good.
Sure. All right. Okay. So what is this first question here? Oh, okay. What advice that your parents gave you has stuck with you? Does that take you too far back? What kind of advice? Like, is there something that your parents imparted in you when you were younger that stuck
with
you?
Well, it was more rather than a saying, okay? My dad had been in the Navy during the war. And when he came back, there was a lot of partying going on, which I didn't think was, I've always been kind of a stick in the mud. I didn't think it was very proper to have these people around all drunk and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, that was, how would you say, a learning experience in the sense that I will never drink. Never. And I never have, because it just takes the person out of the person.
Yeah.
You know, and so, I mean, they would, it was not something I wanted anyways, not something I wanted to do. And it was a big disappointment because I thought my parents were better than that. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
But they were just, you know, relaxing and enjoying the fact that he'd come back from the war and he was still alive and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. It's sort of like let loose at that point, I guess.
Yeah. A lot of his friends as well. You know, they were glad to be home, I guess you could say.
Sure, it'd be part of the culture, too.
Yeah, yeah. But for me, I thought, no way, Jose. No. I can see my parents and everybody get totally stupid drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, no way. No, it did teach me a good lesson. I've never drank, ever.
Yeah.
Alcohol, I mean.
Yeah, of course.
Never.
Yeah,
I just look at it and think, no, I'll chuck it first.
Yeah, not for
sometimes
you.
Sometimes I get a feeling that I'll chuck it at the person, but then I don't do that.
Don't do that. Yeah, I wasn't a drinker. I mean, similarly, somebody in my life was a drinker, and same kind of thing. That scared me, and I was like, I don't want to, you know, go down that road. And so I didn't. And I remember, you know, in high school, I was still partying with all my friends and stuff, but I was definitely the odd one out. It wasn't as common to not be drinking it up.
Yeah, well, you know, I can drunk.
Drunk now.
I can dance just better than ever, and as much as you know, when the music's playing, man, I'm out there dancing.
Awesome.
And I'm not inebriated in any way, shape, or form. I just love to do with the music, and But anyway, I think there's. I don't know if I just already read this or not. But it says, never doubt your strength.
No, I don't think you've read that one yet.
Okay. Because even when you are at your weakest, there will always be something deep within you that will never allow you to give up.
As soon as you, halfway through that, I was like, oh, wait, you did read that. But the good news is I needed it read to me again. So we're doing it.
It's something to strengthen you.
Yeah, that's great.
And, you know, sometimes you say, for me anyway, sometimes I sit here and think, gosh, I'm useless. You know, I'm not working. I'm not pushing something or making something. I tried crocheting and I can't remember how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to relearn, I guess.
Yeah.
But anyhow, I've been going through some of the stuff that I have.
Yeah.
And I found all these maps, Alberta, British Columbia, Canadian Road Atlas, and I don't know if I've ever mentioned it, but I have a treadmill.
Oh, cool.
And I decided that I was going to walk across Canada.
Oh, yeah. You'd mentioned just to me off air. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I started on the island, put my foot in the island, and I didn't walk on water, mind you, but I walked back and forth on the boat that took me home. And then I walked, and I made it to Ontario so far from BC.
That's wild. Yeah. Good yeah. stuff, and very cool to keep track of that.
Well, yeah, I write it down, you know, so that I and I have a goal of where I'm heading for, and when I and then my idea is that when I get all the way across, I want to put my foot in the water, the ocean there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I'm done with that, I think I'll go Alaska way.
Nice, that's good.
Yeah,
that's very cool.
I'm pretty sure, but it's just something to do, you know.
Oh yeah, it's nice to have a little focus, a little something to work towards, a goal, and all that.
Yeah, yeah. And it encourages me to walk a little more than I would normally.
Oh yeah.
Me and the cat like to lay on the couch and watch TV.
Yeah, I'm definitely a lay down kind of chill kind of guy. A friend of mine just invited me to go hiking, and I might have laughed right at them because I'm not a big hiker. I've got bad knees and a bad attitude. I don't know. I'm not a hiker.
I'm terrified of heights.
Yeah, so but like a gentle walk on flat ground, sure. I'm into that.
Yeah, but not climbing anywhere. No. I'm not good at, I don't even climb a tree. No.
Oh, God, no.
I'm scared of heights. I hardly ever stand on a chair to do something.
I mean, good. I would say don't if you did, so that's good. I'm glad I don't have to pull you down off of chairs.
Yeah, no, usually I ask somebody that's here, you know, they're visiting. Or whatever.
Can you grab that tall thing?
Way, while you're here, do you think you could put that thing up there?
Smart.
Most people don't seem to mind.
Oh, no, of course not. They'll say no if they don't feel comfortable with it. I'm going to answer the question, too, because I figure, why not? This is good to keep track. So the question is, what advice that my parents gave me that stuck with me? So... I feel like for me personally, I don't know, but the advice that really sticks out of my mind is when people are, you know, getting married or if they're in a partnership or something with someone, they would say, to never go to bed angry.
Oh yeah.
And they also would say, what was the other one? If you're dating a musician, take your own car. Take your own car because you'll want to go home. They'll want to keep going. So take your own car. Just take that right out of it. If you can, get your own ride home and let the other person keep on keeping on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was a good, how do you say, something to tell you?
Yeah. Good little lessons. Sure.
Because sometimes, I don't know.
Oh, you betcha.
Sometimes some of the parties and stuff, it was like, it was all in the same house. So sometimes I would just go upstairs and use the bathroom upstairs and lock the door and stay there for a while.
Yeah, take a break from the crowd.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, it didn't happen all the time. But they were joyful that people were home from the war and alive.
Oh, yeah. I mean, worth celebrating for sure.
Yeah. So it had a purpose, but it was also not a purpose for me. No. Not that kind of living anyway.
No way. I think maybe I should thank another sponsor. So I will also thank Mountain Eagle Books. And they're one of our silver level sponsors, so I can say a little more. They are located at 3775 3rd Avenue, and their phone number is 250-847-5245. And you can often buy tickets to concerts and, I don't know, learn what's going on, what's the scuttlebutt, and get some books and have some chai.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I've gone there quite a few times. Mm-hmm. I haven't gone there recently when I've been home.
Sure.
But once I get my feet under me and get moving, I'll probably be paying them a visit.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Nice spot for used books, for sure. I love them.
Yeah, I have a big standing bookshelf thing it's full right now, so I'll have to pare down a little
bit.
Yeah,
bring some in. You can do kind of a trade. It's a pretty good system.
Oh, is that right? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I know that my dad, he says things like, oh, I've got some credit there, so they must take books and give you some sort of credit. I'm not sure. Anyway, worth looking into it. Look them up.
It doesn't hurt to find out.
Yeah, exactly. Well, should we play another little set of music?
Yeah, sure.
Alrighty, so for the listeners, this is CICK 93.9 FM Smithers Community Radio. You're listening to A Stroke of Luck with Megan and
Lorraine.
And we're listening to the album called The Big Chill today. And we've worked our way through. We are off to the next three songs are You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, sung by Aretha Franklin. And I Second That Emotion by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles again. And A Whiter Shade of Pale by, I don't know how to pronounce this. Procol Harum? Procol Harum. Anyway, so we'll have a listen to these songs and we'll catch up again.
Yeah, sounds good.
Alrighty, here we go.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind, but you're the key to my peace of mind, 'cause you make me feel.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
That's great.
How are we for time?
We are down to our last 5 minutes, really. So we basically are just here to say thanks for listening. And hopefully everybody enjoyed the Big Chill soundtrack. And our little yammer yammering. Yeah. Well, so this is CICK 93.9 FM Smithers Community Radio. And this is A Stroke of Luck with myself, Megan, and
Lorraine.
And thank you guys for listening. Stay tuned for more great programming on our radio.